It's on? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, everybody. You can be seated. We have a quorum today. We'll open the public I'll make a motion to open the public comment period.
Second.
As no one really came.
All in favor? Aye.
So, as no one
anyone,
came, I'll make
anyone?
I don't, nobody came, so
no.
Unless someone wants to. Nobody wants to speak, then I guess I'll make a motion to close the open.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Lasker. All in favor?
Aye.
Good day. The floor is yours.
Scheduled for Saturday, March 22nd at 7:30 p.m. at a Christian art, Roman Victor Anvil with Bruce Holstein, the guitar, Mona resident Louis, bass, Mike Larocca on drum, and Scott William on acoustic guitar. The event was open for attending and was streamed live via YouTube.com. Thank you to Tokyo Mazata for assisting with the live streaming. The first one was Surf, a spring 2020 Piper exhibition titled Gravitation, open on April 6th with an opening reception Sunday, April 27th from 4 to 7 p.m. Participating artists are Arnie Weinstein with sculpture and Eliyahu Lalu's painting. The live music performance feature former resident Mitchell Settlers and Jim West. The event was open for live attendees and was streamed live via YouTube. Thank you to Dr. Alam Azata for his assistance with the live streaming. Light refreshment was served. The spring concert will feature Hebrew Life. The concert was originally scheduled for May 24, but depending on the performer's schedule, it may be necessary to reschedule for May 25th. More details will follow in the next report. The summer art exhibition is scheduled to open June 8th. At 2 p.m. with the opening reception the following Sunday, June 15, from 5 to 8 p.m. The first budget for the event is $100 for the musician and $350 for the hospitality, with a total for a total of $750. I would like to the mayor and the board and approve the budget of $750 for the summer reception.
I'll make a motion to approve the summer art exhibition for $750.
Seconded by Mr. Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 300. Thank you.
302.
That's 302. Yes. Okay. Sorry.
Thank you. Good day.
Good night.
Thank you. Yeah. Good day.
Okay. Well, now approval of the minutes. These are the minutes from March 24, 2025.
I'll make a motion to approve the meeting minutes of March 24, 2025.
Mr. Lasker makes a motion. Mr. Greenwald seconded. Any insertion, deletions, or corrections? If there are none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 302. Okay.
April 7th.
I'm sorry, April 7th.
Now we
correct.
Also need to approve
it. I'm sorry, correct.
So I'll make a motion to approve the April 7th meeting minutes.
Again, Mr. Greenwald is seconding that. Also, any inclusions or deletions? If there are none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 302. Approval of Treasury report, I will read that. I'm moving the resolution that the payment of general funds claims totaling $153,511.38 set forth on page 7 of the monthly abstract listing dated March 25, 2025 through April 28, 2025, as submitted and is hereby approved, subject to individual audits by the Board of Trustees. The payrolls of April 4th, 2025 and April 18th, 2025 as set forth in the payroll in the amounts of $12,967.56 and $12,943.59 respectively are hereby submitted for approval subject to individual audits by the Board of Trustees.
I'll second that.
Seconded by Mr. Lasker. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes 3-0-2.
Mayor, I would make a proposal if we can move the public hearings that we had scheduled for tonight for now as the first thing on the agenda.
Sure. But then we need a motion for that, correct,
no,
Mr.
Okay.
By all means, then let's do that.
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing considering local law amending Chapter 8 of Article 8 of Chapter 130 in zoning.
And that would be seconded by Mr. Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Did we get
anybody wants to make comments about it?
Did we? I don't believe we got anything in the mail.
No.
Any comments in the email?
Sure. Any comments, Mayor?
I mean, no. Mr. Nugent, no. Can you, for the record, say something?
The local law.
This is basically a local law that would require posting of security for two situations. There's situations where pools are constructed and then they're not closing out the permit, so this would require a security deposit at the time of the application. The other issue is permeable surfaces where applicants are submitting applications relying on claimed permeable surfaces, but then building impervious surfaces, so that security would address that issue to ensure that the building is done as it was submitted.
And if I understood correctly from Mr. Spence, such a behavior has dire effects and has dire effects on the environment and on other neighbors who suffer because of rain.
Yes, runoff
rain.
So I'll make a motion to close the public hearing as nobody there's no comments. Do I have a second on that? All in favor?
Motion carries 302.
Brian, do we make a motion now to adopt the local law?
You can either do it now or if you want to do it.
I'll do it now.
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay. So, Mayor, can I do it?
Sure, by all means.
Yes. Okay, so resolution adopting local law number. Are you going to fill this in, Brian?
Well, I don't know what it is, but have we done any this year?
No.
This will be one.
The one? Local law one. To amend Chapter 130 Zoning Village Code concerning posting security for swimming pools and installation of permeable pavers. Now, therefore, be it resolved by Village Board as follows. All where the paragraphs are incorporated herein by reference are set forth in full. Section 2, the Village Board hereby adopts Local Law Number 1 of 2025, entitled Local Law to amend Chapter 130 Zoning of the Village Code concerning posting of security for swimming pools and installation of permeable surfaces in the form presented to the Village Board. The Village Code is hereby directed to enter said local law into the minutes of this meeting and the local law book of the Village of Pomona and to give due notice of the adoption of said local law by filing the local law in the office of the Secretary of State and State of New York. This resolution shall be effective immediately. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by
Mr.
Trustee
Greenwald.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 302. There's another public hearing, if I may open the public hearing, for considering local law amending Chapter 96 for noise. Do I have a second on opening the public
second.
Hearing?
Second by Mr.
All
Greenwald.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Brian, would you want to explain what we're doing over
here? This is just a minor amendment on weekends to move the start time for construction equipment and things to from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. So it would be, in other words, a later start time, so they wouldn't be beginning that kind of work at 8 a.m.
Is there any people in the public that want to make comment on that? As I see nobody, Mayor, I'll make a motion to close the public hearing. Seconded by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 302.
Because we were graced with the presence of Rambo PD, can I ask just if that information can be passed that starting, immediately, that maybe the dispatch should know that it is illegal now to conduct these before 9 o'clock.
We're going to post.
We will
it's
post.
It's going to be on e-code that it's going to be.
On
yeah.
Yeah, it will be on e-code, hopefully.
Well, within the next month. Or
within
so.
Month. Within 1 month.
9 o'clock?
9 o'clock on the
weekend. In the weekends. Weekends. Saturday and Sunday. It's moving from 8 to 9 a.m.
For construction, what about landscaping?
Construction and landscaping. Anything that makes noise. Outdoors. So I'll make a motion. We close the public hearing?
Yes. Did you close it?
No.
No, I'll make a motion to close the public hearing. As nobody has any comments, we'll have a second.
Second.
Mr. Greenwald.
Mr. Greenwald, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 302. I'll make the motion to adopt local law number 2 of 2025, entitled Local Law to Amend Chapter 93, Noise of the Village of Code Concerning Noise Restrictions on Weekends. Now, therefore, it be resolved. The Village Board has followed. All agrees. Paragraphs are incorporated in the reference. Those set forth in full, Section 2, the Village Board hereby adopts Local Law number 2 of 2025, entitled Local Law to Amend Chapter 93 of the Village Code Concerning Noise Restrictions on Weekends, in the form presented to the Village Board. Section 3, the village clerk is hereby directed to enter said local law into the minutes of this meeting and in the local law book of the Village of Pomona, and to give due notice of the adoption of said local law by filing the local law in the Office of Secretary of State in the State of New York. Section 4, this resolution shall be effective immediately. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried 302. Okay. One second, let me just fill this in.
So now, let's move to the...
1 second, Mayor, if you don't mind. Okay, so this motion has passed, and this is Local Law 2. The next item, Mayor, we have is regarding... give me 1 second. We had to...
Change the order of things.
No, no, it's still fine. I would like to... approve the new handbook update, if I may. So I have a motion for that. Give me 1 second. It's a resolution resolution amending handbook regarding health insurance contribution. The above read paragraph are incorporated herein by reference as set forth in full. Section 2, the Village of Pomona Employee Handbook, Article 3, Section 4A, is hereby amended to state as follows. All full-time employees are eligible to receive health insurance for employee and his or her family in a plan to be chosen by the village, provided the employee does not have the coverage through another employer paid plan. Any full-time employee shall be eligible to receive health insurance for the employee and his or her family in a plan to be chosen by the village, provided the employee does not have the coverage through another employer paid plan, and provided that the employee pays 50% of the premium allocated to the individual or family plan, as the case may be. A new Section 4C shall be added to Article 3, Section 4 as follows. Full-time employees who are eligible for the village health insurance coverage but who elect not to enroll because they have alternate health insurance coverage shall be eligible to receive an annual health insurance buyout in the amount of $1,500 for an individual plan and $3,000 for a family plan. Employees must provide proof of other health insurance coverage and sign a waiver participation in the village health insurance plan in a form provided by the village. The annual buyout amount for the opting for it will be divided into quarterly payments. Section 3, the mayor and any officer, employee, or consultant as directed by the mayor is hereby authorized to take any and all actions necessary to carry out the provision of this resolution. Section 4, this resolution shall be effective immediately. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 302. Give me a moment, Mayor. There's another thing, if you don't mind. The next item is Yes, Mayor. I would like to make a motion to consolidate the clerk and treasurer's position into one, if I may. So I'll make a motion. What, Brian, what is your resolution? Can I do or the mayor does?
You can do it.
I can do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so, can resolution consolidating the position of village clerk and village treasurer into one village clerk treasurer position. Now, therefore, be resolved. The above reads paragraphs incorporated in by reference are set in full. Section 2, the village board hereby consolidates the office of village clerk and village treasurer into a single office of the village clerk treasurer effective April 28, 2025. Section 3, the individual appointed to the village clerk treasurer position shall have all the powers and duties of both the village clerk and village treasurer as set forth in the village law and other applicable laws of the state of New York. Section 4, any reference of village policies, resolution, or otherwise to the village clerk or village resident shall, as of April 28, 2025, be deemed to refer to the village clerk treasurer. Section 5, village clerk treasurer shall be appointed by the mayor with the approval of the village board consistent with applicable provisions of the state New York state law. Section 6, the mayor and any officer, employee, or consultant as directed by the mayor is hereby authorized to take any and all actions necessary to carry out a provision of this resolution. Section 7, this resolution shall be effective immediately. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 302. Mayor, now that I made this resolution, you were not here at our last meeting. There was some appointments that were missing because you weren't here, and you're the only one who can make those appointments. So please take the floor.
Okay, I'll record also these here for the minutes. Okay, first of all, we just had the resolution just pass. Now the next one will be make a motion. Let it be resolved that Jesse Kaufman is appointed chairman of the Zoning Board of Appeals for a 1-year term expiring on April 6, 2020. Six. This is seconded by Mr. Greenwald.
Greenwald, you're seconding it?
Any comments?
Sure.
Mr. Kaufman has been doing this successfully for the past year. I suggest we continue. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 302. Next resolution. I'll make a motion. Let it be resolved that Mr. Dan Kolak is appointed as chairman of the Planning Board for a 1-year term expiring on April 6, 2026. This will be seconded by Mr. Lasker. Mr. Kolak has been doing this for over a decade successfully. I suggest we continue. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 302. Let it be I'll make a motion. Let it be resolved that Mr. Moses Orange is not the legal name?
Yeah.
Moshe Orange is hereby appointed the village clerk treasurer effective immediately. The motion seconded by both of you. By Mr.
Seconded
Greenwald,
by
Mr. Greenwald,
Greenwald,
and Mr. Lasker, or just
and
Mr. Greenwald?
One person.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
302. Make a motion. Let be resolved that the registrar of vital statistics shall be the village clerk treasurer.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Lasker. All in favor?
Aye.
302. Again.
Mayor, if I may make another motion on, it's a motion to retain services, so it's not an appointment.
Okay.
So I would like to make a motion to retain services of ZP Consultants LLC of 11 Southridge Road, Pomona, New York, to provide financial accounting services to the village during the fiscal year 2025-2026 at a rate of $2,500 per month. Either the village or ZP Consultants may terminate their relationship upon 30 days of notice. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 302. Okay. Perfect. We've done that. We have another one, Mayor. Now that we made this motion, we still have the budget open from last meeting because you were not here. But now that there was some changes made, if I may, Mayor, I would like to make some minor changes in the budget to move some numbers around before we adopt.
Can you have just the verbiage written down so we'll have
there's
it for
no
the minutes?
I'll make it. I have it written down, and it's not major. So I'll make it.
Right, you want to do one motion or
one motion? Basically, I wanna. This line is being zeroed out. I'm moving 5,000 to here.
Yeah, if you can, I would just say what it is out loud, and then we'll move like whichever things you're doing.
So what? No, I can do. I'm making a motion to move all money, all funds that are in A13251F, and I move 5,000 to this number,
which is
A13251A, and then I'll make and continue the motion. I'll move 30,000 to A13258 because it's called contractual from the same. And then I will also move.
I'm sorry, say the from on that one.
Okay, I'll say from also. Okay, no
problem. Maybe write it down so you won't.
Okay, Mayor, if I may, I'll make a motion to move from the budget that was presented to the board from A1325.1F to $5,000 to A1325.1A. Do I have a second for that?
Second.
Second by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 302. And then I want to make a motion to move from A1325.1F $44,500 to A13258. Do I have a second for that?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 302. So that's all I need to make a change. Brian, page 4 has salaries, but this reflects this. This is not an amendment. Okay. That's going to happen anyway. Okay. So now that we made those changes, Mayor, do you want to adopt the what's the resolution, Brian? Right. To adopt the budget?
The motion would be to adopt the budget as amended by the board.
So I'll make a motion to adopt the budget for the fiscal year beginning April 25 until
May 1st.
June
1st.
No.
The budget is June 1st.
Yeah, sorry, adopt by year 8, June 1st.
June 1st. So
I'll make a motion to adopt the budget, proposed budget from June 1st to 2025 based on the amendments that just passed. And all other issues remain as discussed.
I'll second that.
Second by Mr. Lasker. Any comments? There are none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 302. The budget panel. We have a budget. At this point,
budget.
I guess the office should be
yes, we'll
instructed on how to...
On set up the plan of moving it forward. Yes. Okay. So now that we did this, Mayor, there's two more items that were on the agenda, and then we have one in legal. And then there's one more that was in the... We have this return of escrow. This was moved to legal.
Okay.
This escrow, we have this one, resurfacing, that we need to approve. And then I have one more to adopt the... What's up, should we...
Yeah.
Okay. One second. I need to find it. It's a short resolution. It's we updated the building, the fees of the village, and as you all got it in your email, I just want to make a short motion. Give me a second. That's a good question. Where it is? There we go. I apologize.
Here you go. This one.
Oh,
there we go.
Yes. So I'll make a motion amending the village fee schedule pursuant to Chapter 67 of the Village Code in the form presented to the Village Board. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
You want to just for the record.
Yeah, it's very simple. We updated the village building fees on different aspects. We consolidated also different points that were all lingering in different sections, and we put it all in one form, making it much clearer. Some fees went up. Some fees were to just clarify. We are still much lower than other villages, but we had to update as cost of everything is going up. So that's all that's in the fees, and it will be, once adopted, it will be posted on the village website and given to the village clerk and the building department.
Any comments, Mr. Greenwald?
No.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Motion carries 3. Joel?
Yes, he's for it.
Yes? Yes. Yes. Okay, 302. So this motion passed. Elam, we have now a return of
escrow.
Yes. Escrow. So this person... I guess, wow, they started doing work in 2020, it seems like, and they finally finished now. According to the treasurer, they're owed back escrow of $2,617.52.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, what do? I just make a motion to approve the return of escrow?
That's correct, for whoever it's going to.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to approve the return of escrow of $22,617.52 to Helene Blumstein of One Stack Court. Do I have a second on that?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 302. Then we have, Mayor, you want to deal with the, you want to do the motion on the Tilcon proposal?
Tilcon, yes.
Just to approve it, so the amount.
You all saw the emails from Mr. Spence concerning the issue, correct?
Not the issue, the road. We're going to repave certain roads.
Yes. Mr. Greenwald, any questions, any comments about what we got from Mr. Spence?
It's basically we have to approve the amount, Ilan, and once it's approved, Martin can go ahead and start the process planning these.
Yeah, but you just want to make sure he sees it.
The Tilcon
proposal, and right, so it would be a motion to approve the proposal from Tilcon.
And Mayor, we don't...
Yeah, you can say the email.
Okay.
This one doesn't need a bid because we are using a state bids. Yes.
So, everyone clear with that? Okay, so I will make a motion to approve the proposal to resurface this year's roads presented by Mr. Spence with the allotted sum of $308,554.20. This pertains to an agreement that will be with Tilcon New York Incorporated, and will specifically refer to Brookside Drive, Hidden Valley Drive, Tamarack Lane, Willowcote, and Woodfield Road.
I'll second that.
Yeah, all presented in the proposal made by Mr. Spence. It's seconded by Mr. Lasker. If there are no questions, I'll put it to a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, passes 302. This will take place in the very near future.
There's nothing else for old business, Mayor.
I believe we now need to do the...
We have a legal item.
Okay.
And if I may, can I do it, or you want to do it?
By all means.
Yes, I'll make a motion, a legal resolution authorizing Village Legal Counsel to assist and or represent the Village in a federal court litigation. Section 1, the above Maurice clauses are incorporated herein and set forth in full. Section 2... The Village Legal Counsel, Ferrick Nugent McCartney, PLLC, is hereby authorized to appear on behalf of the Village of Pomona defendants, or if insurance counsel is assigned, to assist said counsel as needed. Village Legal Counsel shall be compensated for all his services performed with regard to the proceeding entitled Congregation Rabbinical Institute of Tartakov, Incorporated, in the Southern District Court of the State of New York under docket number 725 CV01471 NSR, including any appeals if necessary as set forth in the Village Board Resolution and Agreement appointing special counsel. Section 3, this resolution shall be effective immediately. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Greenwald. Aye. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 302.
Okay.
I think we have something for executive session, if I may. For it's regarding legal and personnel.
Attorney-client advice.
Yes.
Okay. So I'll make a motion to.
And we will probably not come back to make any resolutions after.
Mr. Greenwald, anything for you afterwards, or we can? Okay. So we'll just make a motion to go into executive session. We do not expect to take any motions and votes afterwards. All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. I'll second it. All in favor? Aye. Motion carries 302. Thank you, officer.
All set?
Yeah, we're going into executive. Thank you so much. We didn't know if people are going to show up for that.
You handled the crowd. Excellent job handling that crowd.
Please send our regards to Officer Franklin.
We always appreciate our help. As always. You too. Good
Make a motion to return to public session. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 302. Is there anything else on the agenda, Mayor?
Nothing.
No. So I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting. Seconded by Mayor Fuchs. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 302.